three runs of Happy Days or something. And then the entertainment comes in.
So you're connected when you watch Happy Days because you like that comedy. And you're connected during the news because that's your town.
But still, even when I like, even Happy Days, which I like, I'm not as connected, I would say, as I am with Hell Street. Part of it is this. On Hill Street Blues, I sort of cannot anticipate as well what's going to happen, even though I can pretty well. But on Fonzie and all that kind of stuff's fairly predictable.
Why do you predict it?
Why do I predict it? It's just a natural thing.
If you can watch it.
Just like I do every day in my interpersonal relationships or whatever, I just... You know, you're always predicting how things are going
to
go.
If you can predict it, why do you watch the end of the show then? To see if you were right?
Yeah, in some ways there's a feeling of gratification to see that you're right. But it's also, you know,
I never
just to follow something through to the end. Just follow it. It's following things through to the end.
I don't predict it. I never guess the end of a book. I never guess the end of a show. Why do we have different rules?
I don't consciously guess it. All the time.
Yeah, you do. You say out loud a lot of times.
But yeah, but I'm not. It's not like I go and, you know, it's not like reading the end of the book and knowing it that well.
What?
The less interested in I am in the story, the more likely I am to say what's going to happen next.
What about when you watch Hell Street Blues?
Then I tend not to anticipate it. It's partly because I can't and partly because I don't want to.
What about on the news?
I can't anticipate how that goes at all.
I mean, you know that the format is going to be, you know, news, sports, and weather. And they
That's
give
it,
a summary. But so part of, you know, I don't know, part of this is like...
It's part of it's what really matters to you. And part of it's how predictable it is. You know, if something comes on the news that I can't predict but I don't care about, it's not going to get my attention. But if something comes on, you know, they say some
giant
explosion happened or, you know, some big economic indicator went up or something like that, that catches my attention.
See, that student of Myers, Anderson, or whatever his name is, had this big thing on fantasy that when you identify with a character, you automatically fantasize. You think about, I don't know, either yourself in that situation or those people coming into your life. Which I think is real weird. And he was talking about just the willing suspension of disbelief.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important factor, that when you watch Hill Street Blues, you are more willing to say, this isn't really a TV show. I'm really part of this. And part of that's just technique, production. Like with the roll call, it's the subjective camera. You feel more that you are part of that story.
Well, I don't know. I don't buy that. I feel more that I am watching something that's real. I don't know that I necessarily believe that I'm part of the story.
But you never, ever would believe that that you're part of the story with Laverne and Shirley,
no.
Would you?
No, but it's not a question to me of whether I believe I'm part of the story. It's whether this really happens or this is like reality.
It's too much of a model.
It's not.
See, I don't know which tack to take. Is it that there's something about that situation that you can identify with and so you feel more connected? Or is there something else going on?
I don't think you can just narrow yourself to saying it's something you identify with. Like, you have to look for other things. It's not going to be a one-dimensional thing. It's going to be a lot of step from it's going to be several things that are involved.
Well, I don't know. See, I think it's... I think that production technique has very, very little to do with it for most people, but I think there's still some people that that's important to. But I think mostly it's what situation are those characters in, and how real are the characters, or how, not necessarily real, how believable are those characters in that situation.
Why are Hill Street Blues characters so much believable than the stuff on J.T. Hooker or whatever that show is? T.J. Hooker. They're both cop shows.
Because T.J. Hooker...
Is it production techniques?
T.J. Hooker just digs up the old Star Trek scripts and...
Is it the lousy scripts?
Captain Kirk is still there. It's because William Shatner is such a bad actor.
I think that's what it comes down to. It's not acting so much as... the stories, because I've seen him do some stuff that he was fairly believable and good in. I think it's the quality of the script, in a lot of ways.
He can be terrible. Whenever I see him, I always think that he's Captain Kirk, but see, the people on Hill Street Blues, the only person I ever had that flash about is Renko, and I think about Altered States. Remember that movie?
I occasionally do,
because I think he's so different. But everybody else in there is like a stranger to me. And every once in a while I do think about Ferrillo when he was, not Ferrillo, whatever his name is, when he's Travanti, when he was on Danny Travanti on Lost in the
Lost
Space.
That's great. You want to do some work now?
I am doing work. Ouch, you're scratching me.
The beard.
The beard. I love you, kitty.
I'm gonna do my coffee pot first and put it on. I'm making a trip popper. I'm doing the rest of the dishes.
Okay. Well. There's the bottom part of that. Will you turn off that light in the dining room, please? What else is on television tonight?
I don't know. St. Elsewhere. St. Louis.
That's a show that you just can't start watching.
Why?
Because the one night when Bill came over for whatever Shogun and then that came on, I was so lost. I didn't know any of the characters on that show.
So people complain about
it. I know, but at least Hill Street Blues, I was able to at one point catch up. Figure out who the people were that were on the show by watching the rerun. I don't know. I just can't invest, but I don't know. I can't, like, invest emotionally in another show like that. It's just too much.
I can't watch any show with David Byrne and I hate him.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like him. There's a weirdo.
Remember, that can't be submerged. It's awful hot. Did you put some cold water in?
Nine.
But no, I'm a girl, you can leave
but
me.
But you're just a wimp.
You're a wimpy girl.
That has nothing to do with being a girl. You're just a wimp.
Put him over here and I'll rinse him and then you can make the coffee.
You got the hot water just the way you like it. Hot to take your skin off.
Oh, did I tell you about the bizarro women at the pool?
Which bizarro women?
not Katie, the other Bizarro.
The Dyke?
No. There were a lot of people swimming. Right, because it's noon and a lot of people can swim on the lunch hour. Anyway, Katie and I swam for a while, and then we went into the sauna for a while. And then we took showers and came out to get dressed. Well, all these people were out there getting dressed, and I'd say they were age-wise, 35, 40, that range, these women. They were all talking about their new haircuts, and they just felt like new women. So they'd all gotten their haircut short. Obviously don't know what their hair looked like before, but they're all talking about their new haircuts. Then this one woman started, most of those women, you know, chatted around, and they were asking about some people that they didn't see there, and then they sort of drifted off of it. A few of them were still there getting dressed, and this one woman said, "Do you know about chlorine building up on your hair that you just can't rinse it off?" And they had this real serious discussion about this. I mean, serious. Like, her hairdresser had told her that you couldn't just rinse it out, that you needed to use something like a vinegar rinse, you know, to cut through that.
Don't you know there's chlorine in her shower water?
So I was thinking, anyway, she said that she thought her hairdresser was sort of an alarmist, but she had mixed up some vinegar. She mixed up some vinegar and water. This one woman had mixed up vinegar and water, and she carried it with her to the pool. So these women were talking about that, like, you know, that was
the most important thing.
It was just real weird to Katie and I were talking about linguistics and what we were going to do on Friday night. These women were talking about rinsing their hair with vinegar.
Yeah, but what are you
going
to do on Friday night?
Katie wants us to go to the Union on Friday night.
Yeah.
You'll have to talk to her.
Watch somebody cook, like you said, wasn't it?
I'm not sure if we're supposed to watch somebody cook or not. Now wait, I had to finish my story. Anyway, these women talk about this. Katie and I left while they were still having their discussion. Mm-hmm. And then I saw that woman, the vinegar and water woman. Mm-hmm. She's like an advertising student. I wanted to feel her hair to see if I could tell the difference, but I didn't. Katie wants us on Friday night. She and Ricardo have decided that we need cultural Fridays. So on Fridays we go dancing or do something, but we do something. So this Friday, somebody's giving a salsa demonstration at the Union. Katie wants us to go.
Who?
Salsa, you know.
Prima salsa. Like Italian sauce.
So.
Really?
Yes, and you'll have to talk to her to get the details.
They did a free sample
for me. So, anyway. She showed me her Valentine's present for her father. She said that she was buying her little brother one of those giant Hershey's Kisses. And she asked me if we wanted to go to Galveston. I said, ask me, invite me. Wait, how did I end up washing these? Well, you're delegated to the rinse patrol. Got sneeze on me?
Who's she going to have to go to Galveston?
She doesn't want to have a party, she said.
She just wants a few people.
Some people who will eat some shrimp with her.
We count the bell and car.
I don't want to spend my spring break with her. I'm sorry.
Terrible.
Well, I don't really want to spend it with you, but I mean, I don't have much choice in that area
anymore.
Give me
a break.
I want to go to Europe.
Yeah, well, I want a computer to fall into the house tomorrow morning, but it's not going to happen.
I would like to go to North Carolina, but I know we don't have any money, so...
We can't even afford to go to that wedding, but we're going anyhow.
Why not?
So give me a break.
We're not destitute. We have $600 in that savings account.
$400, plus what went out today.
We have $600 in my savings account. You're the one that's always talking about our money.
That's untouchable.
Well, we're touching it.
We're poor.
I asked my dad to... Hey! wait, water's running all over. I asked my dad to send me $100 out of that. You've never been to New Orleans, you'll love it. It'll be fun, it'll be a break. I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm about at the end of my rope. I'm ready to be out of school. I'm ready to be smart, whatever I'm going to be when I'm done, but I'm real tired of going to class. Error. Okay. I'm getting antsy. The end is too close.
You can see that.
Well, too bad Stella's not your secretary. She'd tell you,
2 weeks and you'll be done.
I don't want to be done in 2 weeks.
Why not?
Because I'm going to have some stuff out when I get out of here, so I might have a chance of getting a job. I don't have TV production in the background.
No.
It's not going to guarantee, I don't like that to guarantee me a job.
So?
So there.
I'll get a job and teach little drums how to make Hill Street Blues, and you can be a cat man and raise babies.
Right. We made as much money last year as one of us is going to make, and we didn't do very well on it.
Last year was not a typical year.
Well, I'm just telling you.
One of us is going to make more than $14,000. I can guarantee that. Claire's talking $24,000.
You're forgetting some additional income.
What? Oh, that, but that's...
Well,
I forgot about that.
I mean, neither of us is going to make more than that.
Well, we'll just have to adjust our lavish standards. What did you get this up? Lavish standards to something more.
I mean, maybe if we do that for 2 or 3 years in a row.
What do you... I don't understand what you're saying.
I mean, if we made that much for 2 or 3 years in a row, instead of going down to whatever we're going to make this year.
Oh, this year it's going to be poverty. I mean, the IRS people are going to laugh. Last year was not a typical year because I was getting paid for every minute that I worked. And then when George got hurt, I was getting paid real well.
And that helped, but that didn't compare at all to what I inherited.
Well, it's just... Well, we're not very realistic. We make money, why not spend it?
We're trying to keep the economy on its feet.
Ronnie told us to spend, and we spent it.
1 week he says to save, and next week he says to spend.
Maxine thinks I'm such a socialist.
If she only knew.
What?
Well, you are spreading the wealth around.
I'm trying. Oh, no. Wait a minute. Come out here and rinse these dishes.
You rinse the dishes.
I washed the dishes. I thought I was just going to wash until you made the coffee. I mean.
What's going on? Caddyshack.
No.
Yes.
You're kidding.
Caddyshack. I knew that music sounded familiar. Excellent.
I thought you had
worked. Called Ken, tell him to go home and watch.
This is your son at the union. It's last weekend.
Thank you.
love going and thinks that he can.
Yes.
His kid, it's a caddy. He's that guy that was in Bill's information processing club. Pretty odd. Bartender at Fandango's.
I'm going to go out there and get some free drinks.
Because he didn't know me from Adam.
Tell him you're Stanley's pal. I'll give you all the drinks.
Tell him that I'm Larry Bird's pal.
I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen.
What time do you want to get up in the morning?
6.
Oh. Okay. Do you want the alarm on your side in case I sleep through it again?
If I can't hear it over here, I'm not going to hear it over with the... Just keep the clock. I'm not going to hear it any better if I have it over here than if it's over there. I don't think we slept through it. I don't think it was right last time.
Maybe I shut it off. I don't want to get up.
I can't remember what the button is for.
Look at that blanket set on. It's hot in this bed.
That's freezing.
Are you still cold?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put these cold dogs on you.
Off of me.
Why?
Get them off. They're too cold.
Kind of like it.
They're cute. Come on.
I'm going to ask Corey and Bill about tomorrow night.
What about tomorrow night?
Well, how are we going to eat? Am I going to go out with them? Are you and Ken going to eat by yourselves?
Yeah, Corey might not be eating anything if she had something done to her teeth.
Then maybe Bill and I will go out and have our affair dinner.
What's your affair dinner?
We're having a secret affair.
Not anymore, you just told me. That.
Kari doesn't know, so it's still secret.
Mm-mm, not Heather.
Why, well, she would only...
Hoot.
She would what?
Hoot.
Laugh.
She would laugh. She'd
shriek of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's a hoot.
She always says that he's wild around me.
It's because you just have that kind of personalities that cut each other off.
Mesh. Historian's fallacy. Figured it would be sort of like the historian and detective.
Give me a break. I hate that thing.
Oh, I thought that was a nice little victory. That and Tom. You didn't think
yeah,
it was good?
I hated your class.
I did too. I hated that one. I think it was Rita, but it was a lot better. She at least talked about what we were reading. I can remember when Foley lectured, I was so lost. I thought, I don't belong in graduate school. I have no idea what this man is talking about. I can remember one of the first nights he and Maureen Burnley were talking about Copernicus or something.
Who cared? No.
She was talking about some kind of anthropological implication. I thought she was so smart.
She wasn't. She didn't.
You didn't think she was smart?
I've been impressed.
You had her in a class.
Who else? Life smarts can be bringing you in Motley's class.
Paul Zietlow was in that class. Remember all those women that used to sit with George?
Like who?
Some woman who
worked for, like, Westinghouse or Western Electric. I don't know what she did.
Nope. I don't remember anybody like that.
Don't you remember how George always sat over on the side where the window was? I mean, where the door was?
Yeah.
And I always sat on the window side.
I remember Carol, whatever, face was.
Carol Houston used to sit there. And then there was sort of a black woman.
Sort of a black woman?
She was real... real fair skin, but she was black. Oh, I don't know how she classified herself. She had hair like Maureen's, but skin that was lighter.
Okay.
Maureen is sort of a black woman. And then there was this other kind of blonde woman with kind of brownish blonde hair, kind of long hair. Debbie.
I remember Debbie Ballard.
Ballard sat there. This woman looked sort of like Debbie Ballard before she got her hair curled.
Huh.
That's quite a transformation. Whatever happened to her the second year?
You got some me. She was weird. Very weird.
Somebody down here knows her. Is that... did Kari and Bill know her?
Yeah. Kari and Bill. Debate or something, I don't know. Forensics. I don't know what the difference is.
What is police medicine called?
Police medicine?
Yeah, like on Quincy.
Forensics.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it the same word?
Yep. Same word.
No, is it?
Yes. I don't know why, but it is.
Get the dictionary and look it up.
Please.
It's right next to me.
Just look it up tomorrow.
I'll forget it tomorrow. I'll do it.
Oh, God.
Ah!
Oh, it's too much trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's over here. On the desk. How come the covers are all floppered each other?
I don't know. Wait, the bottom has fallen out of the prices on Atari 800s.
The what?
Atari 800s. Just, the price has fallen like $200.
Well?
Maybe it's because of their 1200 that's coming up. Having a problem.
No, he said he hasn't seen any rush to get a conclusion, so you start on your
team. He's wrong.
What? That's how you start on your dissertation.
I wish I had one right now. I had that paper done a week ago.
Pertaining to connected weather using force of law, public discussion of the case. And then what Kari and Bill think is adapted or suited to organization. That was not very... when you look stuff up in dictionaries, it's not very...
because it's very... it's supposed to be very general.
I don't think I can swim with Katie on Thursday, but I think I can swim with her on Tuesday. Might have to set a date. Do you have a guest coming in for next week?
No, but I got a test, which is even worse.
On Monday?
I think on Monday, yeah. Oh, look, I haven't opened it yet. I'm going all the time.
I'm going crazy.
I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to get the time to get that paper typed.
today Rio Rita was talking about constructing questionnaires. She's talking about the difference between open-ended and closed-ended. She's implying that the motives of people who use closed-ended are, those motives are dubious. And the people who use open-ended questions really care about their respondent. Kathy Dar goes, that's not right. Rita said, well, I didn't mean to imply that. Then she said that Durbin wants to take all their research and make it close-ended now to see if they have anything there.
Yeah, why does it, once you find out something, why do you have to act like you don't know anything all the time? I don't understand if you'd like to.
Well, Rita says that, you know, the way you're supposed to construct stuff is, for close-ended, you're supposed to have enough of a, in your pretest, you're supposed to have enough of a range of questions that people fit, you know, not just yes, no, but the choices that you offer the respondent are supposed to be plausible choices. Does that make sense? You're supposed to do enough pre-testing that you're sure that you've given everybody a response category. And they
right.
have.
But she's acting like every study you ever do is the first time you ever do a study on it. What if it's the 15th in a series of studies and you know plenty about
what... Well, because all of us, this is the first study.
Okay. But I just hate people that imply that. You know, they forget to mention the fact that some people do pretty good research and they have a pretty good idea of what they're doing and they can take advantage of that.
Yes, but what she's arguing against is the yes-no.
Mm-hmm.
Is it this way or is it that way? And how many things in your life are yes-no? Or if you can't answer yes or no, how relevant are they?
Well, I think what
do you support the trucker strike?
Psychometric person would say is, you don't just ask them yes, no, and go, you ask them six questions on the same thing that are yes, no, and then look at the pattern of responses. You don't just look at one yes, no question.
You see, look down there, helps. When I got the answer to my question, it helped me like this. They want to give people like a checklist of, you know, they have hundreds and hundreds of ways that people have been helped, and now they want to collapse those and you know, now construct their closed-ended questions. That makes sense. I mean, why else would they collect all that data? But they left.
I don't know, I sure wish I knew more about this. I gotta take a psychometrics course or something.
Yeah. You know all that you're going to know. You can't take any more classes. You have to stop learning right now. The evil lady says, no more learning.
I refuse.
Why?
I refuse.
You should have flossed your teeth tonight.
Why?
Because you have to go to the dentist next week. On the 15th.
Okay.
Tuesday at 3:15. Don't forget. Do you know what he's going to do?
He's going to finish off my mouth.
Cement your teeth together. Don't. And I want him to get the insurance check. I don't want to pay him up front this time.
Well, if you can do that, that's fine.
I'm sure he'll do that. You need to call ahead, though, and let him know if that's how you want to do it. So old Red can take care of it. She's such a bizarre one. Until I hurt you. I'll pinch you as hard as I can. I'll bite you. Yes.
Did you edit the tape?
No, that's just where we stopped at the time before. It's entirely your fault that I was trapped in the laundry room with the crazy woman today.
Not that woman.
Yes.
Sorry. Why didn't you come in the house?
I couldn't. I was washing that rug from the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want the washer to get unbalanced and stop. So I saw her go by and I thought, no, not the crazy woman. I thought, take off the shirt that you're wearing. Take it off. She'll start talking to you.
I saw her go by. I thought she was, like, leaving.
So I came back in the house. I got the laundry. And then I went over there. I put everything in. And then I thought about that rug. So I went back to check on it to make sure it hadn't stopped. And it was, you know, near the end of the cycle. She zooms in to check her clothes.
And it was all over.
No, she left. She took some stuff out of the dryer and she left. And all she said to me was, it's a nice day to do laundry, isn't it?
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Well, I guess. Yeah, I guess it is. So then, she took some stuff out of the dryer and she left. Well, the dryer was still running. So I figured, you know, she'd be back, but...
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of an hour, not in 5 minutes. And then I heard this voice, and it sounded like a severely retarded child talking to these people about Roto-Rooter. And the maintenance guys were working on that apartment building right next to us with one of those snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it smelled so bad. Bleh. So, I thought, I wonder who that is. You want more?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who that is talking to her, because I, you know, obviously somebody who lived here, and I thought, it's the crazy woman.
And?
She sounded like she was drunk.
It was the crazy woman.
It was. She came back. She decided that she would just wait for her laundry. Then she looked at my t-shirt and she said, are you Columbus? Columbus what? And I said, it's Ohio. She said, well, why is it spelled that way? I said, it's a joke. She said, are you from Ohio? I said, no, I'm not. She said, my mother-in-law went to Ohio State. And I thought, if this woman asks me again,
did she start up again?
No. Told me that her husband.
Her husband went to Ohio State.
He was born in Maryland. But he went to the University of Nebraska. And she was born in Louisiana, but she's been almost all of her life here. She said that they just left Austin because they thought people were so friendly. So, and you never know if there's going to be a cold front or what, but you know, we would just not live anyplace else. So then she said, you live in a two-bedroom apartment? I said, no, we don't. Oh, well, we do, and we were wondering if our rent would go up. It usually goes up in January and June. And I said, well, it's almost June. And no one else. She said, well, it's been nice talking to you. And she zoomed out. Well, it's not January.
Almost. Okay. And what happened?
She left.
Too bizarre.
She was so weird.
The boys are going out tonight.
What boys?
The boys. Sam and Ken and Bob. I think Bob. And Ken, because it's Ken's birthday. And Chris, and they're going down to Madison Square Garden.
What's that?
You know, 6th Street, a big bar. It looks like a, I don't know what it looks like. They have a big screen TV in there, and everybody goes in there and watches sports and stuff.
Is there sports on tonight?
There always is. They always put ESPN on or something like that.
Oh.
And HBO.
HBO isn't sports.
They have fights on there.
I'm going to make you go talk to the crazy woman.
Never.
Did you get the mail?
Mm-hmm. It's junk. A bill.
What kind of bill?
Bill.
Already? We just paid them. I'm not kidding. Where is it?
Maybe it's not a bill.
Where is it?
Over there. It looks like a bill.
In your bag?
That's a record low.
Well, maybe they made a mistake.
But we just haven't gone any place except for school. And think about it, we haven't driven out on the weekends and done anything except go to school. We don't run around on the weekends.
Well, you know, we could cut this even lower if we take the damn shuttle. We're paying for it.
No, it's
okay. Why not? It's not hot out now.
It's not the problem. It's the time factor.
All sort of way. My parents sent me the weirdest stuff. There's this article. They sent like a page of the newspaper. There's an article on this guy who's an earthquake monitor. That disease that gays get. That AI whatever. You know, AISDF.
Maybe they think
they're
still working.
And the other one was... One, okay, there are three stories. One was about a football team, one was about the gay disease, and one was about earthquake monitors. I can't figure out why they sent that to me. I didn't know what story I was supposed to be
getting
interested
old.
In. Then they sent me another story, like out of a Sunday supplement kind of thing, about some anchorman in Indianapolis. Like, I know this guy? I read the whole article thinking that...
And in that time now you'll hit the point.
Yeah. Well, at least when my dad says stuff, he outlines it in red, the section that you're supposed to read.
And offers conversation with some parents.
Take it with me, we can read it this weekend.
Yeah, it's typed it. I'm supposed to, like, take the rough draft and see if she... made sense of it properly.
Deanna, does she still have her leg in her
face? He wrote this... No. He wrote this paper with the person who's going to be our critic of our panel. Yeah, it's for a book.
Like an article?
It's a book of articles on conversational coherence, and it's interpretive alignment.
No, I don't know.